With the Malaysian Airlines flight MH370 still missing after nearly 2 weeks, some people are asking, how can you lose a plane? But with over 6,000 aeroplanes flying above us every day, it's essential that air traffic control keeps in contact with them all. Here's your quickfire science on how we know where aeroplanes are with Harriet Johnson and Kate Lamble.
In controlled airspace, pilots are guided by air traffic controllers and must provide a flight plan for each journey, including details of their destination and route.
Air traffic control uses two radar systems to track planes. Primary radar can detect and report the position of any object which reflects the radar signals transmitted. This can be anything from birds to planes to even changes in the landscape.
Secondary radar allows for more specific information. It links to a transponder on board the plane, which then returns a radio signal to air traffic control. It identifies the plane and provides information on its location.
Radar signals only travel in straight lines, like light, so if the plane travels too far from the radar source, it'll pass over the horizon and be invisible to air traffic control.
This often occurs when travelling over large oceans. From then on, any location information must be sent by the plane using satellites or high-frequency radio.
Both of these can be used for the Aircraft Communications Addressing and Reporting System, or ACARS, which is like a text message system between the plane and air traffic control.
For electrical and fire safety reasons, these communication systems are able to be manually switched off. This also reduces unnecessary signals clogging up air traffic control when the plane is on the ground.
The ACARS system and the transponder are believed to have been purposefully switched off on MH370, allowing the Malaysian Airlines plane to effectively disappear.
But the satellites, which can exchange voice messages to and from air traffic control, can also send signals which the plane automatically responds to if it is still active. These pings revealed that it continued flying for hours after the loss of the other communications systems.
The pilot receives additional GPS information with the plane's position, but this is not usually sent to the ground. A new system, Automatic Dependent Surveillance Broadcast, or ADS-B, will incorporate this GPS information. It's set to replace radar as the main method for tracking flights in the next 10 years.
As the missing plane is no longer transmitting any signals, the only way to find it now is to send out search parties and literally look for it. The families of the passengers can only wait and hope.